of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim, with his two faithful aides, Shanghai Lil and Kolo, have lost no time in starting on their new adventures in the Pagoan Islands. Last week, you remember, Kolo, disguised as an East Indian seaman, went out on the trail of Koa, treacherous native killer who is in the pay of the powerful unknown figure who is bent on seizing the Pagoan Islands. Kolo trailed his prey all over the waterfront and finally succeeded in locating one of Koa's hangouts. Kolo then hurried back and reported his success to Jungle Jim and the officials at the governor's mansion.
Well, it's quite apparent, gentlemen, your man Kolo has picked up the trail of this gang of murderers.
Yes, I'll stake my life. That saloon and the bartender are a front for the higher-ups in this plot. I'll get our photograph files and see if Kolo can pick out that fellow. I'll be back in a few minutes.
But I warn you, it's going to be extremely dangerous to follow that trail.
We've been on trails as dangerous as this before, Governor. But this saloon may only be the beginning of one trail. There are plenty of trails that will lead us to the man at the top.
Well, we could at least begin with the trail at that saloon. I think we're all convinced the bartender is one of the trusted lieutenants of the man we're after.
So, Kolo, you stayed there until late, but nothing further developed, hmm?
Not one, Jim. Bartender go away. I wait. Think maybe Koa or girl come back. Nothing happened.
I can see why Koa might not come back. I think the ring he lost in the jungle and that we picked up may be used as a sort of a passport or identification symbol to the inner circle. Now, if that's the case, Koa can hardly face the higher-ups without that precious ring.
There's a lot to that, Bradley. On the other hand, if Koa did go back without the ring, plus the information of your death, which they know now is false, Karnak, or whoever it is at the head of this plot, may have done away with Koa, fed him to the shark.
Here is one of our best files, Jim, containing a collection of the most notorious whites in this part of the world. Suppose we let Kolo go through them and see if he can pick out that bartender.
A good idea, Major. Kolo, here. Look through these while I go into a huddle with the governor and the major.
What is it, Jim? Have you mapped out a plan of action?
Yes. Now, here's my proposition. This saloon is just a front. It may or may not lead us to Karnak the killer, or whoever the power behind this plot to seize the islands.
Karnak has all the natives terrified. It's very difficult to get information from them.
And we haven't the slightest idea where his present base is located.
All right. We've got to find it. Now, here's my plan.
Yes?
There are six islands in the Pagoan group. Major Breeze, Lil, and myself will all separate and carefully cover two islands apiece.
That sounds like a sensible idea, Jim. We can't all remain bunched up here together. If we do, everyone in the islands will know who we are and what we're doing in no time. We should put a plan like that into effect at once. Carry on, Jim.
You, Major, can cover these two islands.
Yes?
Before morning, disappear. Turn up in a few days on one of the islands as a beachcomber, or one of those rum-soaked derelicts that can always be found wandering aimlessly about the island.
Yes, I can do that, Jim. It's a good idea. Does that meet with your approval, Governor?
Yes, Major. You go whenever you're ready.
What about you and I, Jim?
Well, these two islands contain most of the Bad Hill country. I'll take Kolo and we'll cover them together.
You and Kolo? Yes, but what about me?
It's one, Jim. One, Jim. I find bartender's picture. This is man here.
Good, Kolo. Here, Major. Let's look at this record. Nice fellow. Look at this.
John Conover, alias Red Connors, alias Chuck O'Connor. Shanghai International Settlement, armed robbery, 1 to 3 years. Smuggling, Dutch New Guinea, 2 years hard labor. Piracy, tried, released on lack of evidence. Murder, Manila, tried, released on lack of evidence. Honolulu, arrested in company of Jules Labarche, smuggling and selling narcotics. Both released, lack of evidence.
Wait, yeah? What's this? Labarche, Jewel. Alias the Frog. He has a nice record. And say, this is valuable. A nice-sized specimen of his handwriting. This will come in handy for you, Lil.
For me? Why?
Lil, you are going to work in that saloon and play hostess for Red Connors.
But hold on, Jim. What's the tie-up with Jules Labarche, alias...
the Frog?
Uh-huh.
You're going over to Mr. Connors armed with a nice letter of introduction from his old partner, Jules Labarche, alias the Frog. Get the idea?
Perfectly. I'm to cover these two islands and work out of that waterfront saloon.
That's it. Now here, take this record of Jewel LaBarche. Study it, so you can talk about it when you meet this Connors.
Thanks. This looks like a nice, quiet assignment. I'm really going to like this.
Now, the understanding is we disappear tonight, undercover, and be out of the way by daylight. Is that the idea?
Right. And we all report here in the governor's office in 6 weeks.
Well, all I can say is good luck and good hunting. May you all return here to my office 6 weeks from today.
And when dawn broke over the islands the following morning, the four adventurers had disappeared as completely as if the earth had suddenly opened and swallowed them. But that afternoon, a somewhat gaudily dressed, hard-looking woman wandered into the waterfront saloon where Akoa had gone once to make a report. And Kolu had also visited, scouting for information. As the woman entered the saloon, all eyes were turned to watch her.
All right, boys, lay off. Lay off now. Excuse us, sister. We don't often have ladies in here.
So I noticed. Well, that's what this place needs. A woman's touch. Clean it up. Give it a better atmosphere. It pays in the long run.
Say, who are you? What do you want?
Never mind who I am, what I want. Answer me a couple of questions first. Where can I find Red Connor?
Huh? Who? I never heard of him.
No? Well, tell me where I can find Chuck O'Connor.
I guess you got the wrong place, sister. There's nobody around here by that name either.
No? Then maybe I can see Johnny Conover.
You're out of luck, lady. He don't live here either. I guess you better try...
Oh, come on. Quit stalling. I know you, Red. I'm from Jules LaMarche. Don't tell me you don't remember the frog.
Hold on. Who are you? What do you want with me?
Now you're talking sense. Here. A little note from the frog. Read.
Okay, sister, you win. Here, come in this back room where we can talk this over. Follow me.
Okay. Say, how about bringing a little tonic along to quiet my nerves? I've had a tough day.
Okay. Here, go in here.
Sure.
Sit down, make yourself comfortable.
Uh-huh.
I'll have a drink for you in a minute. Some of my private stock. How's this?
That's fine. I need it.
Hey, where'd you come from just now?
Honolulu. Decided I needed a change of scenery.
Climate getting too hot for you over there?
Well, it wasn't exactly the climate. The law was getting a little warm.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, now, don't misunderstand me. It wasn't hot. Yes. I decided to get away while the getting was good. I'm not booked for anything, so don't worry about me being wanted. I just want to hide away for a while. Get a job.
You're broke?
No, I'm carrying a little sugar, but not enough to retire.
Jules the Frog, how's he doing?
He's okay. He's smart. But we both thought it would be best if I took a trip. He suggested you might give me a job here.
Here? Sorry. Nothing doing. Can't have any women around here.
Oh, come on. Is that any way to treat the friend of an old partner? You wouldn't turn a poor working girl out into the street.
Well, you see, this ain't exactly my place. I'm just running it for a guy.
Well, he wants to make money, don't he? Let me fix this place up for you. Make the boys want to spend their money. All good, clean fun. Let me be hostess here, and I'll have the bell on that cash register playing a solo all the time.
Yeah, it's a good idea, but... No, I'm sorry, sister. Nothing doing.
Oh, come on. I want to be friends. I don't want to have to remind you of some of those little deals of yours in Honolulu.
What's that frog been telling you?
He didn't have to tell me anything. I used to be the go-between on a lot of the frog's deals, and your name figured in plenty of them. You know about Stacy, that young flyer.
Okay,
in the
okay, you're in. The deal. But remember, in the bar only. Get this. Mind your business and let me run mine. If you let your foot slip or talk too much, well, the sharks around here are very fond of white meat.
I get it. Here, let's shake. You can trust me, Red, to the limit. All I want is a place to hang out, a job, and a chance to make a little money.
Yeah.
Poker. A nice wheeler. Any form of good, honest gambling.
Okay. The deal. Let's have a drink on it.
And while Shanghai Lil starts on her dangerous assignment, another scene in one of the nearby islands is taking place.
Ah, quit worrying. He's just a stumbled bum. They threw him off one of the steamers yesterday. He stayed up at the hotel last night. Just ordered one drink after another until they carried him up to bed. We searched him. Did nothing on him. Just a few odd bucks or so.
Well, you can't be too careful with strangers, you know. Watch him.
Don't worry. I will. But you don't need to in heat like this. Say, he'll sleep most of the time. He's been that way since noon.
Yeah, well, wake him up. Tell him this wharf is private property. Tell him the sugar company don't like to have guys like that around. Bad influence on the natives. Get him up.
Okay. Hey, you. Come on. Come on. Hey, snap out of it, will you? Get up out of there. Come on. Wake up. Hey, come on.
Oh, what's get up the matter? What's wrong, Caliban? Sleep?
No, not here you can't. Get moving. This is private property. We don't want guys like you around here. Now, come on. Wake up, will you? Come on. Get
okay,
moving.
Brother,
back to town.
Just give me time.
Come on. All right,
I'm going. But you might show a little more hospitality to your fellow man. Shakespeare once said, man's ingratitude to man.
Never mind Shakespeare. Man's... Come on and get going.
And so this strange, tattered figure wanders aimlessly toward the town, completely fooling the two men who are discussing him a moment before, little knowing that this forlorn, drink-sodden character is really Major Breeze of the United States Army Intelligence Division. Swiftly, we move away to the dangerous hill country of another island in the Pagoan. Making their way cautiously through the lush, thick undergrowth, Jungle Jim, ever alert to the unseen dangers on all sides, and Kolo, his watchful eye on the lookout for the slightest incident that might spell death, move across country to their dangerous mission.
We should be heading into a village pretty soon now, Kolo.
Long time no see signs of anyone. Must come to some place soon.
Well, they say there's still headhunters on these islands, Kolo. There are. They must be all home today. I haven't seen a sign of any.
Kolo very happy not to see someone. No meet someone, no have trouble.
That's right. But sometimes you don't get a chance to see them. They use those bolo knives pretty darn accurately. Just one swoop and your head comes off.
Kolo no. That's why Kolo happy not meeting someone here.
Down, Kolo!
That's very close, Tuan Jim. Natives must be hiding in grass ahead.
Yes. And as close as that bolo knife came, they almost got ahead. Mine!
Deep in the tangled jungle, miles from civilization, the unseen headhunters strike at Jungle Jim. Are these natives in the pay of the merciless Karnak the Killer? Will Major Breeze return safely from his dangerous mission? And how will Shanghai Lil fare at the hands of the paid agents of the unseen power that threatens the Paguan Island? For more thrills, suspense, and breathtaking action, listen for the next episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Follow the adventures of Jungle Jim on the air and in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the great comic supplement which comes to you as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The Comic Weekly is the world's largest supplement containing the best comic and adventure stories in full-action color pictures. Follow your favorites, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenjammer Kids, the Little King, and the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many others are to be found in full color in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.